USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I mean, so much talk about reopening the U.S. economy despite the pandemic. The White House is now recommending three phases for states to do so. And CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says this morning that states will need to follow guidelines closely before making any decisions.
Clearly, really important that the outbreak in these jurisdictions is really declining consistently over 2 weeks period.
CDC Director Robert Redfield on NBC's Today Show. Congress is still working to try to save a stimulus program to help small businesses who are trying to keep paying their workers despite the pandemic. The $349 million Paycheck Protection Program is supposed to be helping them, but it's no longer accepting applications after running out of money. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher is saying the already postponed Kentucky Derby will be held later this year, but it'll be quite different. The 146th Kentucky Derby now pushed back to Labor Day weekend because of the coronavirus outbreak. It normally draws about 150,000 people, but Fisher says they don't need fans to run the Derby. Las Vegas is trying to figure out how to reopen while the coronavirus has a hot hand that isn't cooling off in that area yet. The statewide shutdown has idled the gambling, tourism, and entertainment industries that Vegas depends on. Casino executives are exploring ideas, including checking guests' temperatures and gamblers setting farther apart or sitting farther apart at tables in an effort to get it back open. More severe weather is bearing down on the Deep South. Damaging thunderstorms expected again this weekend as moisture from the Gulf collides with a cold front from the north. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Chinese city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak began, is now raising its death toll by 50%. The city's government said in a social media post hours ago that it added almost 1,300 fatalities to its count, and that brings the total there to more than 4,600. Wuhan officials have said cases were missed earlier because the state's medical staff were overwhelmed as infections were multiplying. A federal judge is rejecting a new trial for an ally of President Trump. The judge denying Roger Stone's motion yesterday after Stone tried to get another trial after claiming jury misconduct. The judge, Amy Berman Jackson, did say that Stone's legal team failed to show that bias played a role in the verdict. Stone was sentenced this year for lying to Congress and for witness tampering. The western United States appearing to be approaching a mega drought. A Columbia University study shows half of nearly a two-decade drought stems from man-made global warming. Other factors including shrinking reservoirs because of heavy fire seasons. There are no signs of the drought letting up as temperatures are projected to keep climbing in states from Oregon to New Mexico. Researchers say they believe it could be the worst drought in over 1,200 years in that region. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.